My name is Chase. I'm 14 years old. Today's date is Wednesday, April 24th, 2019. And I'm speaking with Brian, who is my dad. We're recording this interview in Grants Pass, Oregon. Next question. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Well, of course, basically, my kids. I think that drives any parent to do anything. I just happened to get into a setting tile, and it afforded me an opportunity, and I went through a lot of things, and basically everything I do today is for my children, and that's all I can say.
Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Oh, most definitely. I got in a lot of trouble. My kids know of these things. I've told them about them. I was born in L.A., California, and from a very early age, I was shown a lot of violence, and I partake in that. And luckily, I had the opportunity to move around and do different things.
Next question. Have you ever committed a random kind of kindness, and what?
Oh, most definitely. Those are the most rewarding things in my life, when you can pull over to the side of the road and see a little old lady trying with a flat tire, and get a tire out of her trunk fur and change that and send her on her way. And there's nothing more rewarding than that, and not tell nobody about that. But younger in my life, I might have ran just right by somebody with a flat tire, and I didn't care. So I'll end it with that.
Next question. Can you tell me about one of the people who have been the kindest to you in your life?
Kindness to me. God, are we on Dr. Phil here? What's going on? Hello, teacher. Kids getting to my heart here. What's the question again? That just fills you with a lot of joy, don't it?
Can you tell me about one of the people who has been kindest to you in your life?
Ain't that just a long damn list? It's a long list of people that have been there for me. People for me figuring out how to get my daughter a bra, to telling my boys how to go get a rubber. I don't know. You know, I'm a crazy guy like that. But I don't know. There's been so many people in my life that have inspired me. And this interview really sucks, because it's bringing out a lot of people I owe thanks to.
Next question. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I just said it, my kids. Other than my kids as friends that they bring over. You know, your parent. God, where the majority of your kids just bring these. Just had a lesson in trouble making kids over to your life. And because they're a part of you. They want to love everybody, and they're there for them.
Next question. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Really? That sucks. Probably answering the questions my son's asking me right now. I never thought I'd live this long to say these things. I don't know. Life is precious, people. Enjoy your kids. Love them. Even when you screw up, and they screw up. That's all I can say.
How did you learn those important lessons?
Because I'm a screw up. Because I screwed up my whole life. Do you think we got a... Do you actually think that Chase has got... Oh, that's right. He's going to win the lottery.
Okay, next question. Can you describe one of your most happiest memories?
I really don't know. Chase hasn't moved out yet. But we're getting closer. And one day I'll actually show up with a new haircut. That's all I can say.
Okay, next question. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Difficult memories?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks for the heads up on that question. My most difficult memories?
Yeah.
Freaking life, dude. Every day.
What about life? Like, what has just that one day or the week or the month that was the most difficult for you?
Every damn day. Your parents don't understand you. You get a new stepmom. You get a new... life growing up as a kid is...
Was school hard for you?
Yeah, school sucked. School actually sucked. I thought it was stupid. And I still think I'm stupid.
Okay.
But I still have three kids that apparently are out thriving and doing good things in the world. So that's my... That's the only thing I have.
Okay, next question. Do you have a favorite memory of me?
It's a stupid question. Get another question.
No.
Not a stupid question. Get another question. Stupid question. Can I... Probably when we go pick Christmas trees and we chop them down. Those are some of my fondest memories. Hiding things from you and you find them. I mean, there's too many to list. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, next question. What are you most proud of? Why does it make you feel proud?
Oh, you don't want to record this. When you finally started wiping your own ass.
Dad, I'll repeat the question. What are you most proud of? Why does it make you feel proud?
Many proud moments of you. Growing up, of course, the obvious for most parents is taking the pacifier out of your mouth. Watching you go swing a baseball bat. Watching you wrestle. Watching you play basketball. Watching you some amazing things growing up that made you smile and me being in the background rooting you on, just like any other parent.
Okay, next question. What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
You're not recording, right?
I'm recording.
Now I'm going to take you on to record this.
Go.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me a question.
Same question.
Same question. I like getting asked a question. Greatest accomplishments, of course. Staying the hell out of jail. That's a good one, folks. Raising my three wonderful, beautiful children. And probably having my own business. I never thought I would have my own business. And in having my own business, I've been able to give my kids some kind of financial whatever, and they would probably complain about that, I'm sure. But the greatest accomplishment is that I've worked for myself, and I have three amazing children, and a wealth of friends that I can call and will help me out and being a part of the community.
Okay, next question. Can you remember a time in your life when you felt alone?
You were recording right now?
Yes.
Pretty much my whole life.
Why did you feel alone your whole life?
I don't know. I didn't grow up with my real brother. I didn't grow up with my mom. My grandma was my mom. I had stepmoms. I don't know. What more do you say to that?
Did you have friends that would help you not be alone in school at all?
No, because I moved around too much.
Okay, next question. How has your life been different than what you'd imagine?
What? Yeah, my life would have been different growing up. Everybody watched TV. I was going to be James Dean, rock star, movie star, and went out in the Flash. And then I was going to be an old guy and never miss a class function for my kids. And I'm still here. I don't know what the hell.
Okay, next question. Who would you like to be remembered?
Who would I like to be remembered?
Yeah.
Or who do I want to remember?
Who would you like to be remembered? How would you
I like to be remembered?
Yeah.
You're not recording this, are you?
I'm recording this.
No, don't record it. Hard question to answer. I just want to remember that I never turned my back on my kids. I always, no matter if it was wrong or right, I thought I was doing it for the best of them. That's a loaded question for me, being a single father. I just want my kids to always know that I did the best for them, no matter what happens.
Okay. Next question.
No, there can't be no more questions.
Do you have any regrets in life?
Yeah, I don't know why anybody wouldn't have regrets.
If so, like, what was one thing that you would regret the most?
Maybe I would have fought harder to get my relationship back with Brittany and Austin's mom. Maybe I would have bought a Subaru. maybe I would have did a different job. Maybe I would have, I don't know. I would have done a lot of things different. Probably one that wouldn't make my knees and my toes hurt so much when I said dial. That's what I feel like now when I'm 55.
Next question. If you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you most regret having not told someone? Why haven't you told them yet?
That's, what is that question? If I die suddenly, what would I regret telling somebody?
Not having told someone.
Oh, not telling somebody.
Yeah.
Probably that you should plan that I'm going to die in about 2 seconds. So you should plan for that. I don't know what you... How does somebody know you're going to die in 2 seconds? How does somebody die in that? I don't know. Look, I got no question.
Okay, next question. What does your future hold? What do you think your future holds?
Retirement.
How would you like to spend your retirement?
I don't want to work no more.
How would you like to spend your retirement?
Somebody take care of me.
How old do you plan?
On working?
Yeah, like how old do you think you're going
to... I'd like to quit tomorrow, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
As long as it takes to raise my beautiful children.
Okay, next question. What are your hopes for what the future holds for me? For what? For my children. What are your hopes for what the future holds for me?
I hope you get a haircut pretty soon. But or not. Honestly, I hope for the same thing that every parent would hope for their children. Prosperity, health, good looks, good job, benefits. Hopefully Trump's not still the president when you grow up. I mean, basically, I think I've sold this thing to your teacher. I think you should get an A on this assignment.
Okay, next question. If this was to be your very last conversation, is there anything you would want to say to me?
The teacher better give you a fucking A, or you're really... So you're really gonna bring them down next week when I'm dead. Please.
I will repeat the question. If this was to be your very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
That's a hard answer. Just that I love you and I wish you guys the best.
Okay, next question. Is there anything that you've never told me but want to tell me now?
Same thing every parent says. Whatever they say, be careful.
Is there anything else?
For the girls you date. Yeah, that's what it was.
Next question, final question. Is there something about me that you've always wanted to know but never asked?
I don't think so. I think I pretty much know everything. You chew bubblegum funky like you're doing now, and your haircut's really fucking weird. Yeah, I know everything about you.
Okay.
Probably not.